the song that we just heard by Israel, he's praying a prayer, and as he sings this song, and he's saying that we, the people of God, should stop placing limits on a limitless God. Release God to do the supernatural in and through your life. Allow God to minister and move and do everything that he's promised that he would do in and through your life. For he says, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you. Plans to bring you to an expected end. So when we receive that, no limits, no boundaries, we're saying, Lord, I want you to move in my life. Lord, I'm here for a purpose. Lord, I'm not an accident or an incident or an oops. I'm not a mess up. Regardless of what's been said and spoken over my life and in my life in the past, that makes no difference at all. Because Almighty God has a plan and a purpose for my life. Amen. And God is wanting us to get to the point where we say, Lord, have your way in me. Have your way through me. No limits, Lord. I'm taking the boundaries off of you. Hear me now. The title is Taking the Limits Off of Our Faith. And I looked it up for limits. Limits, according to Reverend Dr. Webster, is defined as the final, utmost, furthest boundary or point as to the extent, the amount, the continuance, or procedure. It means, limits now, means to restrict. Yeah. Many of us have set limits, or we've allowed others to set limits on us. Mm-hmm. Now, those limits can take the form of physical limits, financial limits, emotional limits. You name it. Limits. Meaning that we allow ourselves subconsciously or consciously to go so far. And for whatever reason, those reasons and more that I mentioned, we don't go any further than a certain point. Limits. Whereas faith, on the other hand, faith, get a hold of this. Now, we've heard the theological definitions of faith, and we've got our own, but I just broke this down to me. Faith, in its simplest forms, is making a deliberate, intelligent decision to trust in the ability and the truthfulness of God. Can I say that one more time? Faith, in its simplest form, is to deliberately trust in the ability and the truthfulness of God. Makes me think of the three Hebrew boys back in Daniel chapter 3, where the king had erected this statue, and the king says, all right, when the music is played, I want everybody to bow down and worship me. But there were these three Hebrew boys that had made a deliberate, intelligent decision that they were not going to worship anybody other than God. And the king says, now, I'm just going to give you boys one more chance. When the music is played, bow down and worship me and everything will be all right. But the three Hebrew boys says, king, we don't even have to think about it. We've already made a deliberate, intelligent decision that we're going to trust in the ability and the truthfulness of Almighty God. So it doesn't matter what you do, O king. We're not going to make the decision to turn away from God. Amen?
Amen.
So when we decide that we're going to take the limits off, that involves saying that I'm going to deliberately trust God.
Yeah.
regardless of how it looks, regardless of how I feel, regardless of what's going on around me, I am going to deliberately choose to trust in the ability and truthfulness of God. Now, that has to be an individual decision. Because how many know that in life, things happen? In life, there are things that will get you swayed from trusting in, relying on, and depending on Almighty God. Have I got a witness? But faith, taking the limits off of our faith, that involves a deliberate response. Amen? Now, do you know what happens when we deliberately, intelligently trust in God and take the limits off of our faith? Do you know what happens? Since everybody wondering, I guess I When that happens, when we do that, we extend an open invitation to Almighty God to step in and to work in and on our behalf. When we make that decision that we're going to take the limits off of our faith, what we do is we give God a green light to show up and to show out in our lives. When we deliberately make the decision that we're going to believe God and we take the limits off, what that does is that allows Ephesians 3:20 to have an open door in our lives. You know, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask, that we think, or imagine. When we decide to take the limits off of our faith, we give him free course. Amen?
Amen.
When we take the limits off, it removes the handcuffs of doubt, fear, and unbelief.
Thank you, Lord.
And what it does is it opens the door for Almighty God to work wondrous miracles in and through our situation. When we decide that, okay, God, I'm tired of doing it on my own and doing it my way. Lord, I'm going to live by faith and I'm going to take the limits off of my faith. And I want you to step in. I want you to do what I can't do. I want you to do what nobody else can do. I want you to do the impossible. Now, some of us in here are in a situation where we need that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you know, it's so amazing that in this room right now, we're sitting beside someone, we don't even know it, that is going through. Just because things are well with you does not mean that that's the way it is all the way around.
True.
We're sitting beside someone. Someone in this room is sitting beside someone right now that doesn't have enough gas to get back home. We're sitting beside someone who's got bills that are due, and they're wondering how they're going to make it. You're sitting beside someone, or could be potentially sitting beside someone, that's considering a divorce, whose child is going awry. And see, we don't know. But this message is here to encourage all of us. All of us, right where we are. And if you don't need it now, Mama used to say, pack a lunch. Because you're going to need this. Somewhere down the road, you're going to need this. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All right? So, when we take the limits off of our faith, taking the limits off serves our current situation notice that where I am right now is not where I'm going to end up. It serves our situation notice that because of what I've gone through or what I've done, that does not disqualify God from taking me further. Where I am right now is not the end. And it's so easy to begin to think that way. I'll never forget when my girl and I were in school. And I was so poor, I talk about can't even pay attention. We would go out on our dates. the dollar movie dates. And then after the dollar movie dates, we would go to McDonald's and we would share a Happy Meal. And my girl would cut the sandwich up in half and then she would count out the fries. Y'all laugh. And we would sit there dreaming about what it's gonna be like. Didn't know it at the time, but we were taking the limits off. We took the limits off. And now today, I don't have to take her to McDonald's. I can take her to Sammy's. Sam's on a Saturday.
They get that, they get free food, you know,
samples. You get as many samples as you want. Am I right, Sister Diane? But it's amazing when we take the limits off. When we take the limits, I had, when I was in school for the interviewing process during the last year, a buddy of mine gave me a 1966 Chevy Caprice Classic. Remember that car?
Yeah.
It was so rusted out and oxidated that I had to take, I didn't have to, but I did. I took some porch paint and a roller and painted that bad boy. And it would have turned out all right, but it rained right after I painted it. But I used that car for interviews and going to visit my girl. And I said, baby, it's not always going to be that way. She would sometimes have me park down the street and around the block. But we took the limits off. Hear me now.
Amen.
Hear me now. When we take the limits off of God, take the limits off of our faith, it allows God to do any and everything through our lives. When we submit to his sovereign will now, hear me now. When we submit to his sovereign will that, Lord, I don't understand it, Lord, but I trust you. I don't know how it's going to turn out, Lord, but Lord, I trust you in this thing. I'm going to take the limits off of my faith. And just like the Hebrew boy said, you know what? We don't have to be careful in answering you, King, because we're not going to deny God. And even hear me, even if he doesn't deliver us, we still know he's able.
Amen.
Hear me now. As you're dealing with the things that you're dealing with and going through the things that you're going through, know that Almighty God is able and he's got perfect plans for your life. But we've got to take the limits off of our faith. I might be thinking it should go this way, but Lord, however you want to do it, I'm yielding to you. Amen?
Amen.
When we take the limits off of the Lord, we see ourselves already healed. We see ourselves already delivered. We see ourselves already set free. Amen?
Amen.
And we take the limits off. We understand that God is omniscient. He knows all. He doesn't have to learn about something happening. He already knows. Amen?
Amen.
He's omnipresent.
Amen.
He's everywhere.
Amen.
We don't have to say, Lord, come on in the room. He's already here. He was here before we got here. And then he is omnipotent. He's all powerful. So now when I take the limits off, I'm saying, Lord, you know what? Just have your way. Lord, you do what you want to do in and through me. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to ask if you would just walk with me for a little bit in the scripture. Luke chapter 18, starting at verse 35, and since my reader, Pastor Jeremy, is not here today, can I ask somebody to volunteer? Don't raise your hands all at one time. All right. Starting with verse 35, Then it happened, as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain man sat by the road begging. We're introduced to the fellow by the name of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was blind. Bartimaeus was blind, and not only was he blind, but Bartimaeus was broke. We're still looking at the duality of his problem. His blindness caused him to be broke. And back in those days, they didn't have assistance programs. They didn't have schools for the blind. They basically were left to depend upon the goodness and the kindness of others. So Bartimaeus' blindness caused him to be broke and a beggar. And Bartimaeus ended up on the side of the road. That's interesting. He ended up on the side of the road. He was out of the game. He was watching life go by as he's on the side of the road. Many of us can identify with Bartimaeus. Certain things may have happened in our lives, and as a result, we've limited ourselves, and our limiting ourselves caused us to be out of the game. And we're on the side of the road. On the side of the road. They say that there are three different ways or things that ways that people respond or react. They either watch things happen, they make things happen, or they don't know what happened. Which one are you? Which one am I? Are we watching things happen on the side of the road whereby we've limited ourselves and limited our faith so much that we think that, well, we can't do any better? Where I am is where I'll always be. Where I've been is just where I am. And it just seems like we're going around in a circle so many times. I've heard folks say, take one step forward and two back. And many of us sometimes feel that way, on the side of the road. But the thing about Bartimaeus that I like about Bartimaeus was that Bartimaeus, he was sitting there, and as he's sitting there, the Bible says, and hearing a multitude pass by. Now that's interesting because Bartimaeus was blind. He couldn't see, all right, but he could hear. And so many times, you know, you think about how good God is, because God is not going to allow our handicaps, if you will, to stop us from receiving a blessing. Right. You might not always be able to see your blessing. Sometimes you have to hear your blessing. So Bartimaeus, as he's sitting there on the side of the road, he heard something. And what he heard this time was different from what he heard before. Walk with me now. Bartimaeus, he heard the noise. He heard the crowds. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. Now look what they told him. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, but look what he said. And he cried out saying, Jesus, son of David. They said Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, but Bartimaeus had heard something about Jesus. And he changed that around and he said, it's not Jesus of Nazareth, but it's Jesus, the son of David. Now, when he changed that around, that lets us know that he knew something here. He knew that Jesus was the fulfillment of the prophecy. He knew that how God had anointed Jesus of Nazareth with power and the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He knew that Jesus was anointed. He knew that there was something about Jesus. He knew that there was power when Jesus preached. Just by the mere fact that he changed that thing around, the crowd identified Jesus one way, but he identified Jesus a whole different way, understanding that there was power in this man named Jesus. All right? He cried out, "Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." Now, the thing that I like about that is that he calls out to the Lord. And when he calls out to the Lord, he didn't approach Jesus on merit. He approached him on mercy. It's nothing that he did. He didn't wait till he got himself all cleaned up and all right before he comes to the Lord. But he approaches him on mercy. And his simple prayer was, "Lord, have mercy." Talking about taking the limits off. Approaching the Lord just where you are. You don't have to be all of this highfalutin, you know, getting yourself together. But just a simple prayer. "Lord, have mercy." Yeah. When was the last time you just prayed, "Lord, have mercy"? "Lord, I'm not where I ought to be, but Lord, have mercy." Yeah. "Lord, I'm not doing the things that I should be doing, but Lord, have mercy." In other words, "Lord, help me."
Yeah, come on.
Mercy is where God holds back
what
you deserve. You deserve punishment.
Yeah, that's right.
You deserve the justice. You and I both deserve that. But mercy is holding back what we've got coming. Grace is God giving us something we don't deserve. So we talk about taking the limits off of our faith. Just, you know what, sometimes, let me just even break it down. A simple prayer. God is not so much concerned about the length of our prayers, but the strength of our prayers.
Yep.
Just point blank, "Lord, have you been in a situation where you're almost in an accident or something with the kids or money, and you didn't have time to go through this? Now, Lord, as I think about what you've done for the children of Israel as they sat by the Red Sea, now, Lord, how you stretched forth your hands and you threw the whole world into existence. Now, Lord, I'm coming to you, the author and the finisher of my faith. Now, Lord, I'm believing that you're able to do the impossible." No! "Lord, I need help. Lord, I need deliverance. Help!" Maybe I'm the only one that's prayed prayers like that. "Lord, I ain't got time to go through all of that. I just want to get in your presence right now. Lord, I just need you to help me right now. Do the impossible. Do what only you can do. Lord, sometimes I don't even have the right words to say. But Lord, just help." Talking about taking the limits off of our faith. "Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet." Anytime that you determine to take the limits off of your faith and desire the Lord to move in your life, there's going to be obstacles and hindrances.
Yeah.
The obstacles can come from people, from the systems that are set up. They can come even from inside ourselves.
Right.
There's going to be hindrances. Well, sometimes you have to tell your own self to shut up. Just shut up. I refuse to listen to you anymore. Because the longer I'll never forget. It was one New Year's Eve, and I was just sitting up listening to some old cuts. And the old cut, one of the old cuts I listened to was "It's a Rainy Night in Georgia." And I listened to that cut. And I listened to it. And the more I listened to "It's a Rainy Night in Georgia," the more depressed I got.
And my wife came and said, honey, what's wrong? And I said, baby, it's raining all over the world. She said, no, baby, it's not raining all over the world. It's just raining here. I said, no, baby, it's raining all over the world. The song said it. She said, you can't listen to the song. You can't listen to all of that negativism. You got to tell some stuff to just plain shut up. If you're going to take the limits off of your faith, you got to speak to yourself, as well as you got to overcome all the hindrances. The people were telling him, be quiet. It don't take all of that. This is not within the social norm. You ought not be doing that. But regardless, the more that they said, be quiet, the more and the louder that he got. How many of you know that in order to get what you've never gotten, you got to sometimes do what you've never done? That involves some changing. That involves some changing, a change of mindset, a change of what I'm listening to, a change of even my surroundings. So they told him to be quiet, but he kept on. He kept on. Y'all, I got my notes here, and I'm just going. I'm not even going through my notes. I'm just messing this all up. But also, there's a symbolism right here that we need to take a look at. As Bartimaeus sat by the side of the road, that's a spiritual symbol. Before we got saved, we were spiritually blind. And we were going around searching, looking for something to satisfy us. But then Jesus stepped in our lives. And when Jesus steps in, he satisfies. Now the thing is, we've got to get it in our mind that he satisfies completely. And because he satisfies completely, we don't need to go around looking for other things to satisfy us and make us complete. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Come on,
I'm
preaching right now.
All right.
Come on.
The purpose that I have here is to really encourage us till we get to the point where we begin to take the limits off, and even to the point of calling things that be not as though they were. God's word is true.
Amen.
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 In verse 38, his faith was specific in focus. Bartimaeus cried out, have mercy on me, Lord. Then Jesus asked him pointedly, what do you want me to do for you? Now you think that that's a kind of a crazy question. Mm-hmm. Because he was blind. He was blind. Obviously, he was blind. But then Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And one of the things I found out is that the Lord never asks a question that he doesn't already know the answer to.
That's right.
But what he did and what he did does with us is that he calls Bartimaeus up. Now Bartimaeus is standing there in front of the crowd, and Bartimaeus gets specific with his request. He initially says, Lord, have mercy on me. But now, standing in front of the people, he says, Lord, I want to see. He brings his request in specifically, and it also allows others to see that Bartimaeus has an issue. And the Lord uses Bartimaeus's issue to minister to others. He also allows Bartimaeus to ask him specifically to do the impossible, that others could see his request. Now, isn't that something? God is about ready to use Bartimaeus' request to build others up. Many times, that's what God does with us.
Right.
The thing that you are going through right now, the Lord wants to use that as a testimony for somebody else. And so many times we think that, oh, you know what? Lord, just get me through this. Lord, just get me over this. Lord, just get me around this. But the Lord is saying, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm going to wait good enough so others can see. Because God is no respecter of persons. If he'll do it for one, he'll do it for the others.
That's right.
So God says to Bartimaeus, receive your sight. Mm-hmm. Now, when he says that, Bartimaeus, instead of just saying, okay, all right, and going home, Bartimaeus, the Bible says, he follows Jesus. And not only he follows Jesus, but the crowd also begins to praise God. Taking the limits off of our faith. God wants to use your testimony to build somebody else up, and then turn around and be a blessing to you as well.
Amen.
That's right.
When are you going to take the limits off? When are you going to take the limits off? Yeah, where you are right now, it might not necessarily be so good. But it still doesn't negate the fact that it's time to believe God right where you are.
Amen.
It's time to believe God for a miracle. Lord, do a miracle in our lives. Do a miracle in our lives. Only what you can do. Move like only you can move. Touch right now, Lord. Touch the dark areas of our lives where many of us have even given up. Only you can do that, Lord. Touch us where, Lord, we're on the verge of giving up. Minister, Lord, like only you can minister right now. This is no game, Lord. This is our lives. Lord, we need you. Like never before, Lord. This is crunch time, Lord. There are some in here right now, Lord, that need a miracle that only you can do. Help this to be a catalyst to take the limits off of their faith, to believe you for the impossible. And just like blind Bartimaeus, Lord, move in our lives. Move in our lives. Allow us to elevate our thoughts. Allow us to elevate our prayers. Allow us to elevate our lifestyle, Lord, by trusting deliberately in you. Deliberately. Deliberately. One man sat all alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. The light he could not see. He clutched his rags and he shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came, and he made that man's darkness flee. When Jesus comes, all of Satan's power is broken. When Jesus comes,
tears. He'll take your gloom. He'll take your gloom. He'll take your gloom. All the negative, all of the things that you think you couldn't do, all of your failures, all of your inadequacies, but you gotta let him in. You gotta let him in your situation right where you are now. Renew our strength, Lord. Renew our faith, Lord. As we take the limits off, we allow you to come into our situation right now, Lord. In Jesus' name.